This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Kovov Amid Bey, 7 lines down from the top, Toshma. There are two possibilities of the Machlekes Abai and Rav. One possibility of the Machlekes is Be'evsha Velo Komechavim. And the other possibility of the Machlekes is Velo Evsha Velo Komechavim. Now, if you can explain that to your neighbors, I'll be grateful to you. Make it in shorthand. Otherwise, it'll take too long, I say. The Machlekes could be if Evsha Velo Komechavim. It's Mutarasa. Or it could be a Machlekes Lo Evsha and Ismechav. That's enough for us to know. Now, if you'll find proofs on any one, it's a kasha on that lashon. It's machlekes of Evsha, Lo Komechav, is Mutarasa, or Lo Evsha and Komechav. One of these two cases. Toshma, 7 lines down from the top. Avedo, if he found a lost garment, so it's his duty to take care of it. Once you found a lost article, you must take care of it. Lo yishtechenu, you cannot spread it out. Lo al gabi mito, lo al gabi mogel yitzorko. Can't spread it out over a bed for your benefit, or over on a, hang it over pegs on the wall for your benefit. You can't use it for a bed cover or for drapes for your benefit. You can't have benefit out of somebody else's thing. But for the benefit of the garment, you can spread it out over the bed or over pegs on the wall in order to air out the garment for the garment's benefit. If guests came along and you want to spread it out for the garment's benefit on the bed or drapes on the wall for the garment's benefit, lo yishtechenu, you cannot spread it out, lo al gabi mita. Whether it's for the benefit of the garment you're doing it, whether it's for your benefit. So here we see, even though he has to spread it out for the benefit of the garment, it's called loy efsha, can't help himself. But since, if he has a hanoya, his bechaver, to show off for his guests, it's awesome. Again, yes, it said, even with the tzoriko, for the benefit of the garment, you can't spread it out. If it's a case where visitors will come and see it spread out on your bed, and they'll think that you're a well-to-do person, you're getting covered in their eyes. So here's lo efsha, you can't help yourself. You have to spread it out for the benefit of the garment. But still, since you're mechavim, because of the orchim or there, it's awesome. So we see, lo efsha v'komechavim is also a sakasha on that lashon, and that opinion said it's muta seya. So once more, even for the benefit of the garment, he cannot spread it out to show off for visitors. Now, he has to spread it out because it's lo efsha. He can't help himself. He must air out the garment. But since he's doing it also for his honor in the eyes of the visitors is also. So we see all this lo efsha, but since it's mechaven to show off with it, it's also. So we see efsha lo mechaven is also. It will answer, it will one side of the question. And to the Gemara shine us, no. I can say lo efsha is muta, even though it's mechaven. Why in this case is it also when the visitors come? They call the law because he's burning it up. When he exposes his wealth, what people think is his wealth, before the eyes of the visitors, they're going to burn it up with their evil eye. What does that mean? Either because of a bad eye. But when people look at a man's wealth and they envy him, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a system of destroying that wealth. And even though it's not his, it's a lost article. But that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reacts. He respects people's emotions. When people look at that, and their eyes are glowing with envy at this man's affluence, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu might destroy that garment. So don't spread it out, it should be destroyed by their eyes. Or he ordered another simile, Mishum Gavi. Among his honored visitors might be some people who have fast hands, and they'll see an expensive drape on the bed, they might take it with them and they'll leave. So therefore, he had no right to expose the garment to danger. So even though we would say Lo Efshikam Haba this Muta, he has an exceptional case, say that. For Shema, a different proof. Shatnez is also to wear a garment that has linen and wool together. You can sell it to Goyim, you can have benefit from it, but you can't wear it. Not also Bahanoe, it's also to wear. So Moichle Ksus, those who sell garments or shatnez to Gentiles. Now, in those days, they used to put it on themselves and walk in the street, load themselves with coats and walk in the street, and you can peel off one coat and sell it. A customer liked it. Moichlik shoes, those who sell garments or shatnez, moichlik kedak, they can sell like their ordinary way. They can wear the garment over them, like they're wearing a garment, and somebody, a goy, passes by and likes their garment. He says, you want to buy it? He sells it to him. So he's wearing shatnez. But his intention is not because he wants to have an oil from it, he wants to get business. To have an oil is muta from shatnez. You can't have an oil as a garment, but to have an oil from business, you could. On condition, he shouldn't have intention when it's hot weather that the garment should protect him from the sun. Or be on the rainy weather, it should protect him from the cold weather. If he's wearing it for cold weather, in addition to his desire to advertise the garment, he wants to wear it to warm him up too. That's awesome. Behatznuim, for those who are more pious people, they avoid that. Even though it's muta, to wear garment when you don't intend to use it to protect you from heat or cold, only to advertise it to the customers. But the tznuim, the frum Jews, the more pious Jews, they lower it behind them on a stick. They carry it on a stick. The merchandise is hanging from a stick that they carry over their shoulders. But they don't want to wear it. Now, okay, that's what we learn. Now we comment. Okay, here. The it's possible to do like this, no? It's possible to carry on a stick. That's Efshel. Bechilo mechaven. And when he doesn't intend to warm himself, or to cool himself with a garment, shall as muta? He said, if it's not because of the cold that you're wearing your garment, just to advertise as muta. So it's not mechavim for any benefit. But it's efshar to avoid it. You can carry on the stick. So we see at least this much, that where it's efshar, even local mechavim, it's muta. Even though it's efshar, if local mechavim, it's muta. But he could carry on a stick. It's possible to avoid wearing it on him. So it's efshar to avoid wearing it on him. So we say, it's muta, even though it's efshar, because not mechavim. Tznuim are due lifnei mishur ha-sadin, but you're not going to be a tznuah. So since you have a way out, you could have been like a tznuah, carry on a stick, and you didn't. So it's efshar to avoid wearing it. So still, even though it's efshar to avoid wearing it, but since you're not mechavim to have an oil, it's mutal. So you've till a man, the master, at least the comment of it, it's a refutation on the first lashon of all who said it will be also say that. Lo yasik, what we learned in the Mishnah, when chometz is also behan oil, you cannot use it as fuel to heat up the stove. Now, Tona Rabban, now starts a b'reis. A whole sugi on this b'reis. Tanor shehi siko b'kli b'ol. A stove that heated it up with the peels of oral or pears. Ola is also b'hanoe. So the peels are also b'hanoe. O b'kashin shel kilei akher. Or with the stalks of kilei akher. That's if they planted grain in a vineyard. So the grain is also b'hanoe. I have to explain something. He couldn't say stalks of klipe olah, stalks of olah, because olah, the Torah says, is usher to eat olah, the peres of olah. So olah, only the peres are usher. Olah, the first 3 years of any new fruit tree, the peres are usher b'hanoyah. But the branches, the leaves, are not usher b'hanoyah. Only the things you can eat are usher b'hanoyah. So you cannot say stalks of olah. You can say peels of olah. Peels are fruits of olah. Let's say he had apples of olah, oranges of olah. So the peels are also bahanoi, but the peel is part of the peels. But you can't say stalks, because sticks and straw don't apply in olah. Olah is only what you can eat. But kilei akerem, when you plant kilei akerem in a vineyard, and the whole business is also. Not only the edible part is also, even the stalks and the hay, the straw is also. That's why it says, Kashin shall kill the Akeran. Now, if he heated that stove, it was a new clay stove, so this Ola or Kiliakeran, which is Asabanoe, was the agent that baked the stove and made it complete. You had to bake a clay stove to make it hard and complete. So if he heated up the first time, Chodesh, the first time with this stuff, so he made a clay stove by means it was osabana yutas. You have to smash the stove. Can't use the stove. It's osabana. But the stove was completed by means of what, a fuel that's osabana. Yosh, it was an old stove, so the heating up didn't create the stove. However, the heat is there, and it's forbidden heat. Yutan, you have to cool off the stove before you use it next time. Now, who said this, we don't know. There's no name attached. That's important to know. There's no name attached to this. The Tanakhama, we don't know who it is. Whether it's the Rebbe who's speaking afterwards, or the Chacham who speaks till later, we don't know who said that. That's important. We'll see later. Rebbe, Oimer HaPas, Asur. Rebbe said, no, Ofer was HaPas. If you baked bread in the stove, let's say in an old stove, he baked bread with forbidden fuel, klipe ola, akash and shalkil akhan, pas, so the pas is also. Now let's learn a principle from a Rebbe now. Rebbe holds, yesh shvach eitzim bepas. The benefit of the wood, the fuel, goes into the bread. Rebbe holds, if the fuel is burning there, the fuel is burning right now. Not, there are two ways of baking. One way is you heat up the stove until it's very hot, then you sweep out all of the fuel, the coals, and then you put in the loaves to bake. And it bakes from the heat of the stove. But suppose it's baking while the fuel is inside. So the fuel is in existence. The eitzim shall kilei akeren, or the klipim of olah. They're burning. And therefore, Rebbe says, the essence of this thing that's also goes into the bread. The Issa HaNoeh of the fuel goes into the bread. Yeshvach Eitzim Epas. The benefit of the wood goes into the bread. That's what Rebbe holds. Therefore, the bread is also Bahama. That's what Rebbe holds. Hachachom Eimlin, Hapas Mutar, the bread is Mutar. The Hachachom go with this following theory. They say, wood, fuel doesn't break. It's only when the fuel is transformed into flames. Then it bakes. But the flames are no longer the original thing. Every little bit of fuel, as it turns into a flame, is doing the baking. But that little bit already has lost its character as Ola or Kilei Akeren, when it turned into fire. That's when it's baking. So Homer Holt, we don't say Yeshvach Eitzim Yepas. There's no benefit from the fuel in the wood. It's also to do it Lachatchila. But if you baked it, the bread is muta. So what's the machlekes of Rebbe and Chachamim? If yesh shvach eitzim v'pas, or not? Say it up to here. Now the Baraisa continues. Bishla, if you cooked something al gabi kachon over the coals, it means the kilei akerem, or the kashi ola, whatever it was, kashi kilei akerem, and klipi ola, burn until they turned into coals, glowing coals, nothing was left of the original material except glowing coals, and he cooked on it. Everybody says muta. But by that time, everybody agrees it's changed from its original nature into holes. I mean, there'll be holes when the material is there. Let's say the forbidden wood is there. Even though one end of it is burning, it's like the wood is supplying its energy into the pots. And therefore the pots is usher. But suppose the wood is converted into glowing coals, then the wood is gone. The original material is now transformed into coals. So therefore it's no longer usher by annoy, the original material. Therefore, there's no issue to go into the bed. Say that.
Right.
Plague the Gemalaj. What is asking a kasha on the beginning of this baraisa? In the beginning we learn, if he heated up a new stove, a new clay stove with that stuff, a new stove has to be broken up, has to be smashed. For a time we learned the baraisa, Ben Chodesh, Ben Yosha, whether it's a new or old stove, all you need is to cool off the stove, even a new stove, and you don't smash it. So it's a contradiction from this b'raisa on this previous b'raisa. Gemara says, lo kasha, hor rebbe or rabban. Now the Gemara is telling us that the Tanakam of this b'raisa we started learning is rebbe. So keep your finger on the line and go back to the b'raisa. We started, tana rabban, tana shisika b'klipi olo, or b'kachan shikili akheren, chodosh yutosh. Why? Because rebbe holds yeshvach eisen b'pas. So therefore, the energy of the bread of the wood that's also by Anoya went into the new oven and created the new oven. That's why I had to break it. The second verse that says even if it's a new oven, all you need is to cool it off. That's the Chachamim we say. There's no shvach esim bepas, and just like the bread that you baked when there's forbidden fuel, the bread is mutter. Also the stove that became hardened. I mean, it's a forbidden fuel, the stove is also mutter. So now the one is saying that the reisha, this baraisa, is Rebbe. The reisha, the first baraisa, is Rebbe. And the second baraisa, that says even a new stove, you don't have to break it up, the chachomim who hold ein shvach eitzim bepas. So just like by bread, it's a machlekes, if you have shvach eitzim bepas, so also by new clay stove, also machlekes, if you have shvach eitzim betano or not. Say that. So what did the Gemara say? That just like the machlekes, if yesh shvach eitzim bepas, the same machlekes is if yesh shvach eitzim betamim. So the Gemara says, no comparison? How can you compare the two things? Before we say the Gemara's kasha, I'll tell you about the peri kasha. Then we'll say this side. In the case of pas, if you say yesh shvach eitzim bepas, that's it. The energy of the forbidden fuel went into the bread. That's why the bread is awesome. But in the case of the stove, even if you say the energy of the forbidden fuel went into the stove and made the stove, you're not going to eat the stove. Later you're going to bake bread in the stove. When you bake bread in the stove, you'll put kosher wood in the stove, kosher fuel. So you have two elements. You have kosher fuel and the forbidden stove. That's called zera zager. When two things, one that's osa, one that's muta, cause a certain result. Who said it's osa? Again, when you say yeshvach eitzim bepas, so the energy of the forbidden fuel went into the bread, so it's awesome. But the whole yeshvach eitzim bepas, and the same applies to the stove, it's true the energy goes into the stove is also to use. But who said you have to break it up? Because you'll never use the stove by itself. Nobody uses the stove. You're going to sit on the stove, or lie on the stove, or eat the stove. Use the stove to bake. Whenever you're baking, you put in kosher wood, so it's kosher wood, plus the forbidden stove that creates the baked bread. Zev is a gem, and two things are causing a result. It's muta. So why should Rebbe say it's also? Say that. I'll say it inside now. Anyway, when do you say this shamad later? Have you heard from Rebbe? Mishum de'eshvahes and v'pas. So therefore the bread is also, but the energy of the wood goes into the bread. But zev is a gem. Did you hear that he holds Zeva Zegerim is also? Because the stove, even though the stove absorbs the forbidden energy of the forbidden fuel, but you're never using the stove itself. The stove is one ger, one of the causes. The second cause will be the kosher wood that you put into the stove. It's Zeva Zegerim. So even Rebbe might hold that as wood. I say that. Everybody says, Lord Kasha. The Tanakh Of this first baraisa is somebody else. It has not any connection with the Rebbe and the Chachamim. It's somebody else. Ho, Rabbi Lezer. Tanakame of this baraisa is Rabbi Lezer. He says that if you put forbidden fuel in a new clay stove and thereby completed the stove has to be broken up. That's Rabbi Lezer says that, not Rabbi. And ho Rabbanan, the other b'risa the Rabbanan, and the machlekes is if zeve zegerim is usher or muta. That's the question. The Rabbanan holds zeve zegerim is muta, so therefore you don't have to break the new stove. And Rabbi Lezer holds zeve zegerim is usher. So since the new stove is one of the two factors that will make the future bread baked, so it's a forbidden factor. So even as a factor of kosher wood, he holds it as a game as us. So the Tanakhama, whose voice is Rabbi Lezer, say that. Hey, Rabbi Lezer. Which Rabbi Lezer? It means, where does Rabbi Lezer say such a statement that Zebed Agerim is also? Now the world is going to search for statements by Rabbi Lezer. Ilema, should I say Rabbi Lezer this Rabbi Lezer talks about yeast. But now we learn the Mishnah. So oil shall chulin in the shaltumin. Yeast of chulin, which is permissible yeast, and yeast of tumin, which is only permissible for kahanim. Shenoflu lisir yeast, they fell into a dough. Now when yeast falls into dough, it's going to have an effect on fermenting the dough. That's good, it causes the dough to rise. The aim is kedela hachmes. The aim is kedela hachmes. And neither the chulin or the tumen has enough to make the dough fermented. You need both together. Either one by itself couldn't complete the job. But they added together the energy of both the chulin and the tumen. The chimsu, and they leavened the dough. So the question, what's the deal with the dough now? Is the dough also to Yisrael? Only to Kanim is Muta? Because whom it participated in the leavening? Or do you say no? Since it was also with the Chulin it participated, it's Muta to Yisraelim too. Rabbi Elezer Eimea, now here a little twist here, but we have to learn this and soon understand it better. Rabbi Elezer says, Acha, Acha, and Anibo. I go after the last one. The last one, that's the one that finishes it up. It means, suppose you put in first yeast of chulin, and then you took out the yeast of chulin and put in yeast of tumah. That's what we're going to learn pshat. So the yeast of chulin already has some effect. It was there for some time. Then you took it out. Now the yeast of Tumen fell in. So Rabbi Elezer says, since the yeast of Tumen is finishing up the job, although by itself it couldn't have fermented the dough, it needed also what was contributed previously by the yeast of Tumen. Go after the last one. Suppose it was first yeast of Tumen that fell in, and you took it out, and the yeast of Tumen fell in, and that finished up the job. So Elezer goes after the last one and says it's muta. Although the chulin itself couldn't ferment the dough, if not for the previous input of the yeast of tumen, still, since you took out the yeast of tumen and yeast of chulin finished up the job, you go after the last one. That's what Elezer holds. Achachomim bein shenof al yisrael bitchila. Bein shenof al yisrael. So it makes no difference. Lo oilom einos. It's never osa. Unless the Isa has enough to ferment the dough by itself. If the Isa needs the help of the Heta, then we disregard the Isa. Now Omar Abaya, now Abaya came along and he said a perish on this Mishnah. Loishon, when did we learn that we go after the last one, according to Rabbi Lezer? Elisha called them a seelig as a Isa. Let's say, you're taking one example. If the Isa was first and the Heta was afterwards, So he came and took out the Isa first, then the Heta fell in. So then it's Muta, because they weren't both together. Even though the Isa put in an input, it was there sometime, it was leavening the dough, but then you took it out. Then the Heta fell in and finished up by itself. So the brother said, it's Muta in that case, you go after the last one. Avolo called him a silicus Isa. But he did not remove the soil shell tumi first, and he let it remain there. And then the chulin fell in, even though the chulin and the tumi are working together to ferment the dough, it's asa. Alma, we see zeb is a gerim, is asa. That's all. Set inside. Abaye's statement complicates matters, and the kasha is to ask. But at least this much is certain from Abaye's words, that if both were together, the Sir Shal Chulin and Shal Shaltim were together, it's also according to Abaye. So you see, Zeb is a Gerem is also. That's all we have to know. Of course, the rest of it needs a Perushim. But that's what Abaye said. If they're together, Abaye said, then Abaye will say it's also. So we see, Zeb is a Gerem is also. What are you bringing me proof from there? That the Abelezer or Zeb is a Gerem is awesome. Well, my, how do you know the time of the Abelezer Kabaya? That the Pshat, like Abaye said, that's not a proof. Abaye said that Pshat. We can say a different Pshat. Dilma may be time of the Abelezer, Mishum, the Acha, Acha, Nabo. We go after the last one. Lo, Shno, called down the Silik. It makes a difference. He took out Isa first, then the other thing fell in. So no matter what, the last one is what counts. Even though they're together and both are fermenting the dough together, we say the last one is the one that counts. Al-Babasachas, Al-Khanami says, sure, even as Babasachas. So for instance, if he has in the dough two kinds of yeast, yeast of chul, yeast of truma, so Rabbi Lezer says, the one that fell in last, that's the makebe patish, that makes it awesome. When it fell in last, but suppose they had been together from the beginning and worked on the dough the whole time, so he would say it's muta. If the heta fell in first, he didn't take it out, heta fell in first, then the isa fell in afterwards, and they're both working together, still not called together, according to Abelezer. Since the Isa came in afterwards, so therefore, it's awesome. Because the one that came in afterwards comes with his full energy, and it's like the one that completes the job. Now, the smallest for that has to be discussed, but that's what it's possible to say. Abelezer holds the last one. So even though they're together, but the last one that fell in is the one that we count. But suppose they were together the whole time, that is nothing but a simple case of Zeb as a Gerem. Could be Rabbi Lezer hold this Muta, so you don't have a proof that Rabbi Lezer holds Zeb as a Gerem is also say that. Hello, so we look further to find a case where Rabbi Lezer holds Zeb as a Gerem is also. Rabbi Lezer of Atzei Asherah, wood from an Avodah Zorah tree. That wood is also Banoe, it's not within the Mishnah. Not Lehman, it took wood from Avodah Zorah tree, Asura Banoe, the wood is also Banoe. He said, Gwene Satana, he heated with that wood a stove, Chodesh. A new stove, you touch, you have to smash it. Yosh, an old stove, you see, cool it off. Offered by Sapas, a baked bread, even in an old stove, Asura Banoe. So this, but there's a hold like that, in this sense, Yeshvach Eitzim Vipas. That's true. But he holds more than a Rebbe. He holds that a new stove has to be smashed. Although later, when he'll use the new stove to bake, he's going to put in kosher wood. It'll be Zev Zegeh. No, no good. That's why he has to smash the new stove. So we see he holds Zev Zegeh is awesome. Now, suppose he baked bread with fuel of Avodah Zorah, even though it's an old stove. But Yeshvach Eitzim Vipas, so the benefit of the bread that's also by Noah went, the benefit of the wood that's also by Noah went into the bread, So therefore the bread is also by the soul of Acheres, and the bread mixed among other bread, and then the Acheres of Acheres. And from there, a mixture fell on the other side. One loaf of the Osadika bread fell into 10 loaves of kosher bread. And then from these 10 loaves, one loaf fell into the other 10 loaves. All the Osadika. Rabbi Elazar Emel, he says, when there's a mixture, you have an expedient. You can resort to redeeming it. You take the value of one loaf, let's say one loaf was mixed in, from baked by the wood of Atzei Asher, so you take the value of that one loaf, and you throw it into the Yam HaMelech. Money goes lost, you shouldn't have any Anoy. And that's why it's muta now, all the other loaves. All the loaves are muta because you have no Anoy. On Brulo, they said, ain't pidyon Avedah Zarah. You can't redeem Avedah Zarah. So therefore, it won't help to throw the money value of that one forbidden loaf into the Yam HaMelech in order to make all the loaves permissible. That won't help. So what do we see from that? That Rabbi Elazar holds that when you use Atzei Asherah on a new stove, the stove has to be smashed. Although that stove would be used later with kosher wood, would be Zeva Zegerim, and the bread would be with us, way after smash the stove. So he holds Zeva Zegerim is also said.
Okay.
So we see, since Rabbi Elazar says a new stove has to be smashed, although it will be used later for Zeva Zegerim with kosher wood to bake, that Rabbi Elazar holds Zeva Zegerim is also. So Gemara says, Amen, I could say the Ashamed Lay, Rabbi Elazar. When did you hear from Rabbi Elazar? Zeva Zegerim is also only by the desire. Asher is by the desire tree. The Chomia, Isura, that the Isura is more severe. But the Shah Isurin, but like matters of Ol and Kila Akeran, Shalosh Dim and Shabbatir, Mishamed, did you hear? How do you know he holds Zeva Zegerim is also everywhere else? No proof from Avedah Zarah. That's more severe. And through my Elim Kain. And through my Elim Kain. If so, Aman Tami, on whom would you throw that Bechaisa above? Somebody has to say it. And we don't find anybody else who says it with a Gagam Azasa, only Rabbi Elazar, in the case of Avedah Zarah. So you must say, Rabbi Elazar means not only Avedah Zarah, but all the Yisurim, all Zeva Zegerim is also. And so, the Bechaisa above, and say you have to smash the new stove, it's Rabbi Elazar, who holds Zeva Zegerim is also by all the Yisurim. But Oid, in addition, Otanya will end up by Zeva Yadi openly. B'chein Oid, Rabbi Elazar, Oisa b'chol the Yisurim, Shebat Torah. Same thing, he holds Zeva Zegerim is also. Say that, that's where we stop.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow the Avigda Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigdor.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.